From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea encourages North to show restraint. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has reacted with quiet restraint to increasing talk of conflict over the rapidly advancing North Korean nuclear threat, and in particular over U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks threatening an overwhelming military response. His presidential spokesman is Park Soo-hyun. He said acknowledging that the security conditions surrounding the Korean Peninsula is getting more serious due to North Korea's continuous provocations and threats, the NSC Standing Committee strongly urges North Korea to stop all actions that would further escalate tensions on the peninsula. The North Korea People's Army on Thursday released further and more detailed plans for a military strike near the Pacific territory of Guam. According to the state news agency KCNA, North Korea is planning to fire four intermediate-range missiles over Japan to land 30 to 40 kilometers from the U.S. territory of Guam, located in the Pacific Ocean, 3,000 kilometers southeast of the Korean Peninsula. Eddie Bazicalvo is the governor of Guam.
Guam is American soil, and we have 200,000 Americans in Guam and the Marianas. We are not just a military installation. And with that said, I want to ensure that we are prepared for any eventuality.
The exchange of threats and harsh rhetoric between North Korea and Donald Trump has rattled many investors. Stock prices fell in Asia, Europe, and the United States, while demand rose for safe haven investments like gold. Wednesday, key stock indexes in Hong Kong, Germany, and France were down by 1% or more. U.S. stocks were off by as much as 0.4 percentage points during Wednesday's trading. This is VOA News. Protests in Kenya. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta appears headed for re-election while his opponent charges massive fraud in Tuesday's elections. Kenya's Election Commission said as of late Wednesday, with 96% of polling stations counting, Kenyatta led opposition leader Raila Odinga 54% to 44%. Officials have up to a week to verify the results and announce a winner, but Odinga alleges hackers carried out what he calls a massive and extensive attack on the Election Commission's computer system, and that the results announced so far are fraudulent. One unidentified protester.
In my opinion, I think something is wrong. You can hear from the back, and any normal person must ask himself or herself what is really going on.
Kenyatta and Odinga have a deep rivalry. They ran against each other in 2007 and 2013 presidential elections. Human smugglers drowned about 50 teenage Somali and Ethiopian migrants by shoving them into the water off the coast of Yemen. The staff of the International Organization for Migration found the shallow graves of many of the young victims during a beach patrol in Yemen's South Shabwa province. Survivors who buried the dead said they were among about 120 people aboard a boat sailing from the Horn of Africa to Yemen. Six Red Cross workers were among 30 people killed in clashes between a militia and a self-defense group in southeastern Central African Republic. News of the bloodshed emerged Wednesday, 6 days after the violent fighting at a health center in Gambo, 70 kilometers from the town of Bangassou. The president of the Red Cross in the Central African Republic said on Wednesday that he was appalled by news of the killings. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided the home of President Donald Trump's former campaign chief in the pre-dawn hours late last month, intensifying their probe of Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The raid on the home of Paul Manafort, a longtime Republican political operative who's had deep financial ties to Russia and Ukraine, occurred just outside of Washington in suburban Virginia and without warning. Aides to the 68-year-old Manafort confirmed Wednesday that federal agents executed a search warrant on July 26, seizing documents and other materials. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif held a rally on Wednesday to demonstrate political power just days after the country's highest court disqualified him from holding office for concealing his assets. Critics, however, are questioning his tactics, which they said defies the rule of law and demonizes the Supreme Court. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.